Yes, a very good afternoon to you, or a good evening to you, wherever you are finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful continent. My name is Kanjengo Kamia Kulunkwanyoka, and this is the business and economic segment. We do this thing Monday to Friday, yeah, except for the Wednesday where Dwight take it over with Alan Gray to talk about investment matters. But for those few weeks until we get somebody to come and talk about their product and their services as we avail the time, I will be filling in to give my suggestions, my hypothesis, my observations, and my critical analysis of myself, my economy, my people, and everybody. And because business and economic segment is tailored my like this, that any company out there, or anyone out there who is selling your product or want people to know what you're selling, what you're rendering, you are welcome to buy 30 minutes, and we give you the 30 minutes for free. You get the 30 minutes, you buy your 30 minutes, whatever budget you have, you just have to talk to me. We give you this 30 minutes and 30 minutes for free, and you talk about your product or your services. As we keep saying that, yes, Eagle FM, we are not only facilitating conversation, economic entrepreneurship and policy conversation, but we also want you to grow. We want the economy to grow. And wanting the economy growing, it is knowing that entrepreneurs need to advertise their product. Innovators need to advertise their product. And so that's why we avail our time that as we reach more people across the country, when we are giving them economic news, when we are facilitating conversation, you also get the chance to advertise your product. You also get the chance to advertise your services. Yes, of course, because we have to pay the regulator, we have to pay everything. And also operational costs. Yes, you have to pay a certain fees so you can advertise your services. Yes, we have to do that. So business and economic segment is tailored in such a way that you can come here and buy your 30 minutes and talk about your product without me stopping you or anything like that. And also allow people to call through and ask you questions. But beyond that, when there is no company coming through or came through or they've utilized any other program, we also use business and economic segment. I get that the privilege to come in every day and be honest as possible and have a conversation or have a critical assessment of ourselves as possible. And I keep correcting this, and I keep saying this, that we don't point the fingers to anybody here. We don't say, Minister of Finance, you are wrong. FNB, you are wrong. Ben, you are wrong. Nami Bruel, you are wrong. No. But we critically analyze ourselves. We include everyone in the equation. I'm part of the equation. I'm not better. But the main goal is to facilitate the hard and very difficult conversation that we never had. And that's why today our topic, and is guided by yesterday in the action, the two callers who came through yesterday. And so our topic today is that we are going to assess and look at, are we conditioned or perhaps afraid to discuss economic matters? Because whenever you bring up something very difficult in economic building and economic concept in Namibia, you will be attacked left and right. You are wrong. You do not know what you are talking about. And even the lady who called yesterday, she said she's from the commercial bank. Madam, I'm not going to attack you. I'm not going to say anything bad. I'm just going to use you an example today. The other caller is a common caller, and he say the same thing every day. Look, colleagues. Look, one of the things I need to make it clear is that, number one, I'm not a journalist. Number two, I know they just didn't come to my house and pick me and say, Kanjongo, come and host the program. No, don't be mistaken by that just because I'm on air. No, I don't have a good voice. I don't have anything for radio. No, I don't. So the first thing that when you are going to listen to everything that I say, I want you to know that, okay, I have made an observation. I have read. I have listened. I have asked questions. And I have report in many cases to always support my argument. I want you to consider that before you even call to say you are wrong or you are correct or you are not. I want you to consider that. Why do I say that? Because I ask people that if you're going to call on business and economic segment, the basic rule is that I don't want your opinion. What I want is your informed opinion. What I want is your contribution. What I want is you to be able to have an open mind and have and say something beyond what you usually say. That is what I'm looking for. Why? Because it's not happening anywhere. It's not happening in any way, in any radio station, in any media. Nobody's having the conversation that we are having here. And that's why I'm saying we created the platform where we can tell each other the truth about economic building without blaming it at the same, without blaming PDM, without blaming SWAT Boy, without blaming EFF, Namibian Bruali, Bengwind, Wigelefem. No blaming, but we are being honest that there is a certain situation in our economy that needs to be changed. Until we are comfortable to talk to each other in the most harshest way, without any personal attack, that's only when we are going to progress. But now whenever you bring up a topic in Namibia which is so sensitive and nobody has been discussing about it, we attack them. You don't know what you are talking about. I have been at this particular place, or I'm better in this, or I'm educated in that. No, we are not talking about you. It's about a national concern. It's about growing, it's about improving, it's about getting better. So we should start getting comfortable to facilitate the conversation that they had. And for the first caller yesterday who said, when you are telling people that there is no funding, and look, I want to correct all of you. When we are talking about funding and you tell me that there is DBN or there is the banks or there is Agribank, I tell people this. I want you to just go in their books. I want you to understand the type of funding we are talking about. And I want you to understand the entrepreneurial landscape of Namibia. And I want you to understand the type of funding which is required. When you understand those basics, then you can stop. I'm not saying don't refer people to Agribank. I love Agribank. I know people who work there. They are doing great work. I love their work. I love the structure of Agribank. I love DBN. I love Bengwinduk. Bengwinduk is one of the banks that fund SMEs. And I look at their portfolio. So when I'm talking about things, it's not because I hate any bank. No. I know Bengwinduk. I know they are the first one to launch one of the most beautiful things. That green bond. And I know where the money even went to. They were the first one actually to fund more renewable things. I know what Bengwinduk does. So when I'm bringing up any topic, don't think I'm not informed. Or I perhaps have a hatred for a certain company, a certain sector. No. I want us to have an honest conversation about what needs to be done and what needs to be improved. In Namibia, we have a tendency that if you bring up something and there is a company there that you perhaps like or you work for, you think people are attacking it. And we need to get out of that thing. I'm not going to attack you when you say media in Namibia are quite hypocrite. And I will agree with you. They are hypocrites. They have no agenda. They do not know what they want to talk about. Today they are blaming. Today they are wondering one. They do not know. They are floating. I agree with you. Not just because, yes, Eagle FM give me a platform and I have to say, no, Eagle FM is better. No, I agree that the media in Namibia are the worst. And I'm willing to have a conversation that how can we tailor-made Eagle FM to facilitate a better conversation that teach. I do that every day. Not only on my program, but I have also people that I have access to in Eagle FM that I say, let us write in such a way so we can inform. Let us do this in such a way. Let us cover that company because it's small and it's Namibian. Let us have a certain agenda of focusing in our South African Namibia. So we need to be comfortable to have these discussions. But it's a pity every time when something is brought up, a special funding, we say, no, but the banks are there. You do not even understand the criteria the bank used to approve a loan. And I challenge most of you to look at it. Our funding in Namibia, especially the commercial bank, is based on collateral. It's secured lending. And in the Namibian landscape, you cannot facilitate entrepreneurship with secured lending because people have no collateral. And I want you, all of you, to understand that when I'm talking about funding, I'm talking about enabling people to access capital, regardless of their situation, de-risking themselves, removing the old structured collateral type, coming up with different collaterals. That is what I mean. And I know that banks have done great work in the Namibian economy because they were the first one to avail capital. Because the asset managers were not known. The banks were the first one and they did great work. But they didn't do it at the rate that I would prefer because of their structured lending. They are using borrowed money. They are funded by deposit. So they have to be careful and very cautious in terms of who they gave money. And given now, majority of Namibians have no access, okay, are unable to access secured lending, then it becomes a problem. That's why now it's a topic we need to discuss confidently and freely without anybody blackmailing us, saying, why are you hating on the banks? Why are you hating on? No, it's not hatred. We are being honest on ourselves, looking at our way we are funding entrepreneurs. And that's why I challenge everybody to say, when did we even have an MSME funding strategy? We didn't have one in place. Even when we started SME Bank, we were not intentional or deliberate to have a strategy in place. We were just saying, go to SME. But we were not deliberate that what we want to achieve. When you want to achieve something, you should put something in place that, okay, we are going to lend money to them at this rate. We're going to consider their collateral at this rate. We are going to charge them this type of interest. Those are the uncomfortable conversations people aren't willing to have. Agribank is intentional to say, our loan is paid in this way because you are a farmer. We cannot expect you to say to pay your installment every month because you are a farmer. We expect you to pay it even annually because you're a farmer. That is being intentional, knowing who your client is. But in Namibia, we have this thing. When something is so difficult or so new, or it's about the economy, it's about finance or investment, we shy away from saying something. And if you say something, somebody is going to tell you, do not know what you're talking about. So until when will we be comfortable to discuss economic matters? I know the colonial regime or the colonial government never gave us a chance. But now we are free, isn't it? And the freedom is just not about you posting on social media, insulting people and whatever you guys are doing. No, that is not contributing to the literature and to the discourse. We should be able to sit down and have a conversation that are difficult without labeling somebody to say you hate us or you are not well informed. The fact of the matter is that the Namibian economic structure is bad. It's not beneficial to everyone. And the most difficult thing or the most bad thing is that majority cannot access capital. And at this particular juncture, we want to fund ourselves to grow. And if anybody is lying to you today that you can do anything without money, it's a lie. And I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about capital. Tell me any company in Namibia right now which is doing something without even having a loan. Every company. Bannerman, which is developing a tango mine, went to their own stock exchange in Australia to look for money. They got 1 billion. And they are just starting, and they are owned by one of the biggest mining companies in the world, Bannerman. But they wanted to borrow money to develop their tango mine. And here you are telling Namibian, now you can start anything without money. No, that is nonsense, pure nonsense, and I'll tell you today. So don't lie to people that you can start. Start what? We should be comfortable to discuss things that are actually derailing our economic progress and economic inclusion. And funding is one of them. And the policy is one of them. And the investment is one of them. And the risk taking is one of them. And the education is one of them. And the leadership is one of them. But most of you are so uncomfortable. You think, no, you are attacking our political party. You are attacking our leader. You are attacking our company. You hate yourself. You hate us. No. Hatred is what I'm calling right now. The fact that we are unable to talk to each other freely and correct each other and address the economic situation. Beautiful people, welcome to the business and economic segment. One of the things that is that when I came here, this is what I came to do. I asked to say, if I'm going to do this, allow me to freely to talk about these things. And my agenda is just Namibia. My agenda, I have no other agenda. And that's why I'm part of the equation. When I'm blaming, I'm not blaming just people in leadership, I'm blaming myself. I'm not just blaming anybody in the bank. I'm also part of the people in the bank. I'm not only blaming university, I'm also part of the people. I was there. I could write. So I'm saying that when I'm talking about any economic thing, I do my observation. I'm not guided by social media post. I'm not on any social media thing. No, I'm not anyway. So I am a researcher. Perhaps not so seasoned for you to say we are now your research papers and others. No. I am an observer of the economy. I look at economic activity and economic agents in the action. The funding, the capital, the production, the manufacturing and value addition, everything. Those are the things I wake up daily to look at. So then I say, okay, cool. I have no journal where I write in to submit. In Namibia, there are no journals. So how about I ask for a particular time in Eagle FM to come and talk about this thing that I observe every day and I read every day? Because that is my job. Your job is to do whatever you do wherever. You are doing beautiful. Now I observe what you are doing and I come here to say, I think we can do it this way. According, because my job, I'm sitting watching the game. So don't be there like, no, you can come in and do it. No. That is your job. Mine is to stand here and observe. That's what I get paid to do. And offer analysis. Based on my education. Not just I woke up yesterday and I say I want to do economic analysis. No. So I urge you when you come. You come being cognizant of that. And don't ask me to say, now go play if you think you know better. No, that is your job. That is your task. Mine is to look at how you do it. And give you analysis and insight to say that this is why you couldn't do this and this. Because I've been looking at you with all my eyes. And I even bought specs now, so I observe you well and I give you a true reflection of what you did. But the fact that we are not so honest to accept this is why we are not progressing. Because we do not want to address a situation, economic situation. I'm not talking about your love life and whatever. No, it's economic matters. The fact that we never got to a certain level where we can address economic matters so honestly to say, guys, we are not funding fellow entrepreneurs. We are not funding farmers. Minister of Agriculture, your investment in agriculture is not adequate. We should be able to tell each other that. Whether we are telling cabinet, whether we are telling parliamentarian, whether we are telling a private sector who are funding, we should be able to say it in your face without hiding or anything. One of the key things I used to say is that every year, every quarter, I read the NAMFISA report. And there is capital committed to go to the unlisted space, but it's lying idle. And I point out always to asset managers to say, I do not believe that there is no bankable project in Namibia. And the data now is available. And that is when you get to understand the type of funding which is required in Namibia and at what level it is. But because we do not want to be honest and talk about these things, we look at the people differently and consider them enemy and consider them not well educated or blah, 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 blah. All this nonsense that we are coming up with. And that's what I'm saying. My topic for today is that if we are unable to be honest with ourselves and start discussing economic matters, somebody's going to tell us how to do it. And they have been telling us. That's why you Tate Kanjode snapped to the IMF to say, no, you can't come in my country and tell me what I should do. Because they are used to do it. They are used to do it. And they will continue to tell us what to do. They will continue to tell us what to do until we discuss among ourselves what can we do and what can we improve. So it should be concerning to us as a country when every big investment which is being done in Namibia is done by other people. And they are the one who get to tell us which law to change, how we should change it. And don't you find that concerning? It should be concerning to you. And that's what I'm saying. We should be comfortable to, while on our own, to have programs like this that we can talk freely. I attend seminars. I attend consultation in Windhoek. I go to them. I know what I'm talking about. How we talk to each other. We organized one of the biggest events between the private and the public sector. I think it was last year with NTCI. And I got to hear the tone. When you have the private sector, there you have the... Because we invited almost all the EDs of all the ministries and the private sector to say, come and listen to the private sector. And you can see how the tense in a room and how uncomfortable we are to be with each other. The private sectors, then you have the EDs who just want to be treated like they are prince and they are princess. They don't want anybody to shout to them. You know, if you look at our discussions and our and how we talk to each other, we are not willing to address things. The political orientated people will say, no, you are hating on SWAPO. For those who are from the South, they said, no, you just hate LPM. You know, we have this thing we are hiding under political affiliation to address issues. Those who are from the bank, they will say, no, you are just, you don't like the banks. Those from the asset manager, they will say, no, you just do not understand the risk. We have this tendency of hiding from, set from all the sudden hatred. No, you just hate us. You just do not like us. Well, those who have two PhDs and perhaps five diplomas will say, no, you are just not educated. So then when do we discuss? When do we discuss if we are not educated, if we are not loving each other, if we are not, when? When is the question? Guys, look, go to, I want you to go to the seminars. I want you to observe when new colleagues are at the seminars, are you talking to each other the way that you're supposed to be talking to each other? Are you addressing issues? Or you are just patting each other on the shoulder. Oh my goodness, good presentation, good presentation. That's why nowadays, when you are asking a question anywhere, you are allowed, you are required to say something positive. Your presentation was very beautiful. I love the inside. No, I hated your presentation. I didn't like your presentation. You were wrong. You are not correct. You were misinformed. Your information outdated. Can we be honest with each other? So we go forward. It has nothing to do with your personal attack, with your personality. Look, when we presented our thesis, the lecturer sit there in front and they will grill you until you cry that your model is wrong. Your R is not aligning. They give you the fact, and these are the lectures who prepared you for a whole 4 years. But when you go present your thesis, these people, they sit there in front and they'll tell you, no, you're going to start over. Your proposal, your whole introduction is missing. Your reference is wrong. You are not even talking to the topic. They are honest to you. And this is what we should calculate or cultivate among ourselves. This thing, comrade, that was very good. Comrade, I think you... No. We will not achieve what we want. We will not restructure at all because we are giving feedback that are not even aligning. We are not so comfortable to call in and say, Kanjengo, there you are wrong. I don't want you to come and tell me, Kanjengo, you're a dictator. I don't care about being a dictator. I want you to come and say, where did you find the statistics? Where? It's known that on majority, if not 80% of Namibians, their salary are below 10,000. The biggest employer in Namibia is retailers and wholesalers. They pick and pay the Shoprites and others. Now go find out their salary. It's known. And you are telling me those are the people should save. When a basket of goods is costing around 2,000, what are they going to save? So we need to know this thing so we can... So we need to ask you to say, why are you perhaps saying that? Why are you perhaps saying that we need a new funding model? Then I can guide and I can tell you my hypothesis, my suggestion. And I urge people, when you're going to call here, come with a solution. Come with a solution or come with an opposing view. Don't just come and tell me I'm wrong. It's okay for me to be wrong, but I'm not interested in me being wrong or correct. I'm interested in your opposing view. I'm interested in your suggestion. I'm interested in your proposal. I know I'm wrong. I know I'm correct. I know those things, but I'm here to awaken a conversation and solution from you. To facilitate a conversation which is not being held anywhere. And we need to cultivate so that in your meeting within any ministry, within the banks, be honest to say, guys, we are not funding black people. We are not funding them. We are not funding farmers.
And it's true, we're only funding who and who and who and who, but we're not funding. It should be an honest thing because we have access to the data. Guys, we are sending so much money to South Africa. It's an honest thing. Because you are dealing with the data. And every time our interest rate go down, money go to South Africa. It's a fact. Because we are linked there. You should be honest to say our peg to South Africa is not a good peg. It only benefits few. It's not a good peg. It's a fact. Because every time it goes up, what it cost Namibia for the past 2 years, the peg to South Africa, it cost more pain. To the people now, to the people on the ground. But in terms of literature and in terms of systems, it's rewarding. And we keep saying that the fact of the matter is, Namibia is not the driving inflation. It's the fact of the matter. And you are welcome to challenge. Namibia is not driving inflation. It's a fact of the matter. Because we don't buy tomatoes in the shop, in a shop. We don't buy onion in a shop. Majority of us, we buy onion and tomato outside. So you are not even knowing our inflation there. You are not calculating us from there. And I was telling my friend yesterday that if you happen that we started to sell cooking oil outside, many our inflation measures will be wrong. Because in the informal sector is not calculated. So we have to be able to speak facts. And we should not dispute this fact just because we do not understand them. Let us just ask. And we should not dispute this fact just because we feel people are attacking us or they are damaging the credibility of our company. It shouldn't be like that. The main goal is to facilitate economic conversation so we build better. We are not pointing fingers to say, Bank of Namibia, you are bad. We are not pointing fingers to say, NSA, you are bad. No, we are correcting ourselves. And that's why I keep telling every analysis, if you use the GDP to say Namibia is doing well, I will say you are wrong. And I will say it loudly to anybody, even if you are educated or you are the manager of, I will tell you, if you say you use GDP to measure economic progress of Namibia, I will tell you that you are misleading people. You are misleading people. We are not progressing. And I'm comfortable to say it, whether the president is there, whether the Bank of Namibia governor is there. I will tell that if you use GDP to say Namibia is progressing, you are wrong, you are misleading people. Because many Namibian people are not part of the GDP. They are not benefiting from the GDP. And you should be able to say, okay, maybe Kanjengo, you are correct or wrong, but I think if we have around only 33 unemployed, it means many people are no. If you have your informal sector, the biggest employer, it means only few people are benefiting from the GDP. So for you to use it as a measure of economic progress, you are misleading people. And yes, I know everybody in NSA now, they say, no, Kanjengo, you are lying. No. And for this one, I say this. I'm willing to sit down and have a conversation and be corrected. How come you say GDP is one of the best indicators for economic progress in Namibia? And I will listen and I'll put through my theories and my suggestions and my findings. Because Namibia is the most unequal society in the country, meaning unequal in terms of income, in terms of land. And when you say your GDP is adding value to the people, then you are lying because they are already unequal. Maybe not unlying, but just misleading. So I'm honest to be at that point to say, I'm willing to participate in such a type of anomaly that exists in our economy and be able to give my views honestly, without any prejudice to say, I'm supporting this agenda. There is no agenda. It's an economic discussion and it's supposed to be pure, scientific, based on fact and other things and based on statistics. Like in an academic room. That's why I love the academic room, because there is a war room that your model faces this and this. Your data that you have used and this and this. You have a lot of seasonality that you need to remove for us to give us a better picture. That, and if we can adopt the war room of the academic when they are defending their thesis and their studies, I think we'll debate better. Not this outside the way we are just patting each other on the back. We have given 19% of our loan to SME. Let us see the real numbers. Let us see the real numbers. Give us the people. Give us the distribution. And until we can be honest to ask such type of question, we will not progress.
And that's why whenever you hear somebody speaking in such a way like I speak now, you're going to call them, they are activists, is anti-government, is anti-the bank. There is no such things. We just want to grow better. I talk about CRAN, I talk about Telecom, I talk about Bengal, I talk about everyone in this program. Because they are part of me, they are my brother, they are my sister, they are our companies. Even because if some of them are coming from South Africa, they are operating here. I talk about insurance, I talk about everyone here. So the agenda is economic program that is pure. And it's aligning with what I was told that Eagle FM want to talk about business and economic matters, bread and butter. So that is how I fit in to say, I discuss this in the most brutal way to myself. Because I'm this economy, you are this economy, and you are one. And when it's growing, real growing, I'm benefiting and you are benefiting. And it's not coming from any point of anger to say, I hate Namibia, I hate our leaders. No. Or I'm disadvantaged. No. I've been advantaged. I've been advantaged. I came from the village. I came to school. And I managed. I benefited from Namibian taxes. I benefited from companies' taxes. I benefited. So my conversation is to make our country better. And according to me, maybe I can be biased. Maybe I think I'm doing better. But as long as I have no better agenda to destroy anything that Namibian made. No, I have no such agenda. But for economics, we have to do it better. Because if we are the most unequal country in terms of income and in terms of land, we should have a conversation. If our GDP only consider Irongo and Win and commerce, we have something to do. We have work to do. So beautiful people, conversation should be held and they should be honest and brutal. You are going to be hurt every day unless you can switch off this program between 1900. You can. But when you go home, you're going to experience it. When you're going to walk in your street, you're going to experience it. When you're going to drink at Katutro, you're going to experience it. When you're going to drive, going to your village, you will experience this conversation. Because you're going to see your brothers and sisters suffering in the road. Their goats are there, grazing around the road because they have no land. When you go to your village, only three houses with electricity or with water. The rest do not have. That is the conversation you have avoided to have. Because you think, no, he's having an agenda. No, the agenda is you. Who do not want to talk and have a proper conversation to say, only four people in my village have access to tap water. Only four of our houses that have electricity. Because we cannot afford to take anything from our transformer. Then we start to have a conversation that, can we subsidize more rural electrification like what we are doing? Can we add more money so that the transformer is not so expensive? So that when they come to the village, there is a fund that can enable anybody to pay 50% and the government pay 50%. Those are the conversation we should have. We should not run away from them to think, no, you just hate ECB. You just hate NAMPOWER. Is it that all of you don't like? No, I have no problem with that all of. I'm talking about electricity. And that all of is not electricity. And that Kaimefi is not electricity. It's just a regulator on our regulator. ECB is ours. So when we talk about electricity, it's not an attack on Tate Kaimithe or Tate Haulofu or Tate Alwendo. No, we are addressing how can we do better in terms of energy supply. No, we need to start having honest conversation. Because this thing of coming on air and you think your party is being attacked, you think your who is being attacked, or you think people hate you or people are being misinformed. So you think a person will just come from their house without reading, without anything, and they come say this thing. No, not me. Not on business and economic segment. No. And again, with the agenda of Eagle FM to say they want to facilitate economic conversation, and I believe in them. And they have the e-paper and they have almost every program facilitating conversation. And I think even the conversation before me was on policies and legislation or laws. And they were educating you the difference on the laws. And they even started the other way. Why? Because we never participated in lawmaking. And they were making you understand, why is policy important? Why are the law important? Why should we fast track them? Why should we remove uncertainty? So I believe in them. And I believe in all of us. And I say I'm privileged to be here. And I'm not educated to the highest level to be more than you or to look down on you. I'm not looking down on anybody. Just because you call and I tell you, go back and read it, doesn't mean I'm better than you. But what you are talking about, I read it. So there I'm going to tell you to go back. There I'm going to interject you. Here you are not just here to come say things for the sake of thing because you have airtime. No. Come and inform us. Come and correct us. Come and give us a solution and your viewpoint. And that is it. And it's staying like that. Because we are misleading people already on social media. We just read the headline and we start posting without reading the whole story. Without even listening to a 10-minute clip. You just listen to the first and you're already saying bad things or wrong things. And you want again me on business and economic segment to allow you just to come and say things for the sake of things. No, I'm building a community. I'm building a country. I'm about a knowledgeable economy. Go read the whole article. Go listen to the whole clip. If you want to come say something here, go read something. Go tell us your observation in the village, wherever you have seen. So we have a conversation. So we talk. Otherwise, I'll be making my lectures, talk to 5 people, talk to 7. Those that are listening, it's okay. Like my forefather said, Oenino Pongote, they are still going to come. And hopefully they will do better. But at whose peril then when you are ignoring a conversation? When you are running away from them? When you are thinking they are toxic or they hate you? Go to your village. Go to your village and see. Maybe you guys are doing good. How about your neighbor, your other neighbor, your other neighbor? Are you happy with now you guys are the only one in a village with a transformer and electricity? Are you now happy like that? Are you now, you left Hakana or Havana when? 10 years ago to go to Clean Windhoek. How many of us have followed you to buy houses there? Are you happy? So in every 10 years, we are only going to get the 2 people from Havana moving to Clean Windhoek. And you are happy about that, the progress. So how about we talk that? How do we move? How do we fix things? How do we get the municipality to deliver the services to us so we don't move? That is what I'm facilitating here. I might not be doing it the best of my ability like others, but I know it's not happening anyway in any radio or in any media. It's not. And it should be heard. And I want it to be there. And I love what the Bank of Namibia is doing in terms of their debate. It's one of the most beautiful things I applauded because those young people are already talking about monetary policy. Already talking about mineral and what should be done. I love because that is already being cultivated in them. We didn't get such a chance. So that's why when we, Bank of Namibia versus us, is them knowing so much better, Kama, compared to us. That's why we will never agree on the peg. They will say, we have access to information, we can't. We don't just sit down and to say, guys, the peg. We don't. It's always us viewing each other like the other one is enemy, the other one does not know better. But what they are doing now to cultivating young people to be able to have such a conversation is beautiful for me. Because they are able to, in that team of theirs, when one is going to take over the bank, the other one take over finance, the other one take over the media, that combination will be able to have a good conversation because they have the same foundation. Unlike now where we are looking at each other like we are enemy, some are not well educated, some are not well informed. You see? And like that, we can move forward. We can move forward. And it's now up to us. We have to start here. You have airtime. And I keep telling people, if you observe and you listen very carefully to business and economic segment back then, when I didn't used to pre-record, if you call here and you have something to teach us, I will let you talk even for 10 minutes. And yes, I'm put here to see, I'm put here to make sure that Namibia is united. Because if you come here and you talk about, the bamboos, the what, I'm not going to allow you. No, the numbers, the what, the Zimbabwe, I'm not going to allow you. One of the first principles is that unity. Yes. But yes, I'm cognizant that yes, we were disadvantaged during the colonial government. And the black empowerment should happen, it should. But at the same time, no division should be allowed. I will not allow it within Namibia, within Africa, I will not.
But yes, if you come here and you're willing to teach and guide us and facilitate uncomfortable conversation, like what Eagle FM have been started to, their tenet or their foundation is on that. Facilitate a knowledgeable economy through conversations and the sharing of economic and policy and investment information. We people invested on the app, on the website, for you to listen from anywhere. So you want us people who invested in just a platform, and we should only use it to talk about anything. No, we should add value to what they have done. We should facilitate good information to whoever listening in Kavango. We should inspire them and guide and educate them and inform them so they can participate in an economy. So we rewarded those who took a risk to start Eagle FM, invest in a whole website which you can stream anywhere, invest in an e-paper which is for free, have beautiful informative articles. They've invested. And you should, when you call, stick to such a standard. So we teach, so we inform. We should not be shy from having critical discussion about our economy. Because whenever you are being critical, in Namibia, people always take it like, why are you hating on the bank? It's not hatred. No, it's being cognizant of the status quo, of what is happening, looking at the data, looking at the information and statistic available. And you are welcome to ask that, where did you get that information? How did you make it that observation? I will answer you. I will answer you. So beautiful people, we should talk. And yes, it will be interpreted that there is some format of self-righteousness in my speaking or in my deliverance. I understand. I'll take that. I'll take that. You can view it different, like the last call of yesterday. I know. You had this thing that, no, you think you are right. You think you are right. Look, I keep saying this. You're welcome to come and ask me questions to say, where did you get those statistics? I'll refer you. And every day I start my program, I say, I'm privileged to have this platform to submit my hypothesis. I want you to Google what is a hypothesis, to submit my suggestion, my proposal on how we can improve things. Those are the key words I keep using every day I come here. Meaning I go do my observation, meaning I go do my reading as a researcher or upcoming, whatever you want to call me. But all I do is that is based on my observation. And when you run data, you run data based on the observation that you have collected. Because you have identified a certain pattern, a certain trend. And you want to see that, is this trend real? And can I make a judgment or conclusion based on it? Then you do now the testing of the data. So you can be comfortable going forward. Yes, even though I'm not using an NR or Python or EVU every day to base on my proposal, those are the trends and patterns I observe. And I come with some sort of solution that how do we go forward? So yes, my tone and my strength and my aggressiveness and my rudeness, or whatever you call it, might be say, you think you are correct, you think you are... No, I don't, but I have made my observations. And that gives me comfort to say, I'm going to come here every day until they say go, and that is okay. And they say, this is what I've observed, and this is what we can do better. And I will scold anybody who calls through. And I will mention ministry's name. I will mention banks. I will mention companies. I will mention myself. I will mention universities and VTCs. I will. Because I have no bad agenda toward Enana VTC, Rwakana VTC, or University of Namibia, or who? No. But in my observation, if I see the vocational education is not good enough, according to my observation, I will say it like that. And I will mention NTA. Because I want us to facilitate very difficult and uncomfortable conversation among ourselves. So we can talk NTA. What can we improve? NTA, can we do this? NTA. And I work with NTA in my other things. So it's nothing that I hate them or anything. No. But I also want to direct you that this is the person who is responsible. When we talk about certain policies, I will say Minister of Finance is the custodian of that law.
Not because I want them to look bad. No, I want to say, if you have questions or suggestions, go to them. And that is the point I want us to arrive as a country. When you are now complaining about certain laws not being good, I would say, put in a motion to our nation, to our national parliament. Ask them that to change the law. And that is not being done to say the parliamentary, maybe they are not working. No, they are the ones which are responsible. So beautiful people. Questions should be asked. Observations should be made. Analysis should be made. Facts should be presented. Views should be presented. If we can be so comfortable to talk in such a way and to facilitate such conversation, I think we'll grow and I think we'll progress. Unlike now where we are so shy to say things. I know when we used to write, when we started, there are certain companies I can't write about. I have always been shy to write about banks because they wanted to sue me once. So I stopped writing about them. Me and my friend, we once wrote about GIPF. We got in trouble, but very beautiful trouble. We were invited to JPF, me and my friend, to go present what we write. I loved the man that I found there, and he's now managing an asset company. TK, I appreciate it. He was there schooling us. We were this being rebellious and young economists as we were. And I love the approach JPF used at that time when he wrote that article. It was a big article about bonds and others. So they did not go on social media and bash and say those people are not educated. No. They say, okay, Kanjang and your team, come. Let us talk and make you understand, make us understand. That is one of the most beautiful things I will never forget, because it was a big article on government bonds and JPF funding the government, you know. So they invited us there to say, okay, cool. This is how we manage risk. This is our strategy. This is the threshold. This is NAMFISA's regulation 13 or 28 by that time, maybe. And this is how much we have allocated to debt. And what you did, you have aggregated. You know, it was so beautiful and I loved that. But most of these companies, most of these government entities, whenever you report on something, you write on something, instead of inviting the journal to say, come, let us talk, they will go on social media, those are unfounded, they are not true. Okay, cool. Present the facts that are factual then. Present them to the public. Instead of you just writing a statement and putting on social media, no, it's not true, they have an agenda. No, invite the media house, invite the young people, invite, make a whole seminar to do presentations so you teach. So we can learn and move forward. That's what I believe in. I believe in such. I don't believe in these things where we are intimidated by each other. And the TK by that time was, I think he was the risk manager at the JPF. And I appreciated that. And the fact that he did not look down on us, meaning that we were young. Like, yeah, I think I was young that time still, even though I graduated a long time ago. But I never worked in a private sector. I just looked at the data. But the fact that they were able to sit us down. And when you wrote that article, I think, yeah, one of my colleagues was an intern. I just became, yeah. But it's the respect that they gave us, the guidance, the conversation we had, the relationship we had, and the fact that they did not go to social media to say, you guys were wrong to say this. And we only made a slightly mistake anyway. We aggregated the numbers. And it was a beautiful lesson. The fact that they were honest to have a conversation with us, it's what I'm saying today. This thing of you coming and you calling emotional and saying, and you protecting your party and you protecting your company, it won't work. We will not move forward if that is the agenda of the day. I want you to look around. Every project right now in moving in Namibia, I want you to ask yourself, who is leading it? It's not a Namibian. There is who is leading it and who is facilitating. Who is facilitating could be a Namibian, but who is leading it? Who is the main investor? Who is the owner? And when you look at it, then you can now understand what I'm advocating for. That if we do not educate and correct each other, we will never lead a hydrogen project. You know, when the government was looking for companies to participate, right, to develop it, do you think there was even a single Namibian company that have bid? When the government was looking for somebody to take over the Namibian port from Namport, do you think there was a Namibian company which bid? Now, ask yourself, why a Namibian company not developed to such a level? And what perhaps could be done? Because when you come and running here to say people are misleading people, I want you to ask yourself, if every current project of iron in Tume, which is happening, of hydrogen in the south, of mine that are being developed, who is leading those projects and who is owning them? Only Namibian facilitating, but none of them have a 50% share on it. Do you know why? Because Namibian do not want to talk about things that matter. Namibian do not want to be corrected. Namibian do not want to be guided. Economically, they don't. They do not want to have uncomfortable conversation about funding and capital, about investment and taking a risk. They don't. And that's why every bigger project is in the hands of somebody from somewhere. And those people, they did not come from heaven. It's because they went through a process. It's because they were funded. It's because they were mentored. It's because they were guided. And if me and you are stuck on this thing of you are from the south, you are from the north, you just don't like banks, you just don't like the current government, you just don't like SWAPO, we know you are not a comrade. If we are stuck in that type of mindset, or because you are employed by such a company or by such a sector and you are now benefiting and you think, yeah, ne, we will be stuck by there. And with that, colleagues, this was the business and economic segment. It is Kanjengo's ideas, is Kanjengo's suggestions, is Kanjengo's hypothesis, is Kanjengo's observation. They are not written anywhere. No, he just put pieces and pieces together and deliver what he delivered. So I'm not going to reference anybody based on what I've delivered here today. No, but I have mentioned a couple of examples that are existing that are practically going on now to make my presentation to align. So it's up to you. However you take it, it's up to you. You can cry, you can take it personal, you can hate on me. Whatever you do is up to you. But the reality is the reality. And my observation were not made one day or 2 days. No, I observe every day and I can put together whatever you want for me to support them. You can correct them or you can actually say, no, they are wrong. And that is okay. That is why we are here, to be wrong, to be correct, but to awaken a conversation among us. So thank you to Eagle FM. Thank you for those who listen to us via the website, via the app. Download the app and listen and contribute. Listen to the radio or send a text. More importantly, we need to read. We need to read more. Not only read the villager, read government directives that are being issued. Observe the economic trends and the policy trends. Participate on consultation. And more importantly, wherever you find an entrepreneur, hug them, assist them, and please buy whatever is made in Namibia. Support those people. And yes, come up, be nice to others. I believe everybody is throwing around now mental health. If my conversation is causing mental issues, it's not me. It's just the economy. And because I'm talking about it, it doesn't make me economic toxic. So with that, colleagues, Tatenalvande and Uncle Fly, my apologies for stealing your time yesterday. I'm finishing on time today. So with that, colleagues, the two colleagues are ready for you to continue this conversation. Have a good weekend and take care.